സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം.
Page 168, verse 71.
ദൃശ്യഭാവമപശ്യതഃ വവിധി ക്വച വൈരാഗ്യം ക്വത്യാഗഃ കശ്ചമോപി വാം. അഷ്ടാവക്ര ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദറ്റ് ജ്ഞാനി ഹു ഈസ് ഫ്രീ ഫ്രം ആൾ സാധനാസ്. ആൾ സാധനാസ് മീൻസ് കർമ്മയോഗ സാധനം, ഉപാസനായോഗ സാധനം, ജപ തപ എക്സെട്ര. ഓൾ ദീസ് ആർ ഓൾ ഇറലവൻറ് വൺസ് യു ഹാവ് അറ്റെയിൻഡ് ദ സാധ്യം. സാധന ഈസ് ഇറലവൻറ് ആഫ്റ്റർ അറ്റെയിനിങ് സാധ്യം. വട്ട് യു മീൻ ബൈ സാധന ആൻഡ് സാധ്യം? സാധനം മീൻസ് എ സാധനം മീൻസ് ദറ്റ് ഹെൽപ്സ് മീ ടു റീച്ച് ദ എൻഡ് ഓർ ഡെസ്റ്റിനേഷൻ. സാധ്യം ദറ്റ് ഇസ് കാൾഡ് എൻഡ് ഓർ ഡെസ്റ്റിനേഷൻ. കാർ ഈസ് എ മീൻസ് സാധനം. ഇറ്റ് ഹെൽപ്സ് മീ ടു റീച്ച് ദ ഡെസ്റ്റിനേഷൻ ദറ്റ് ഇസ് കാൾഡ് സാധ്യം. ഹാവിംഗ് റീച്ച്ഡ് ദ ഡെസ്റ്റിനേഷൻ യു വോണ്ട് സിറ്റ് ഫർദർ കണ്ടിന്യൂസ്ലി ഇൻ ദ കാർ. യു ഗെറ്റ് ഡൗൺ ആൻഡ് യു കം ഔട്ട് ഓഫ് ദ കാർ. വൈ യു ഹാവ് റീച്ച്ഡ് ദ സാധ്യം ദ ഡെസ്റ്റിനേഷൻ. The purpose of the means is over. Like that, moksha is a sadhyam. In the beginning, we say it as a destination, sadhyam, to be accomplished. Later, we say moksha is not at all even sadhyam, it is siddham. That is in advanced level, we say. The beginning, karma yoga is a sadhanam, upasana is a sadhanam, ശ്രവണ മനനായി ആൾസോ ഇസ് എ സാധനം ടു അറ്റെയിൻ നോളജ്. ശ്രവണ മനനം ഇസ് എ ഡയറക്ട് സാധനം. കർമ്മയോഗ ഉപാസന ഈസ് ആൻ ഇൻഡയറക്ട് സാധനം ഫർ മോക്ഷ. കർമ്മയോഗ ആൻഡ് ഉപാസനായോഗ ബോത്ത് ഓഫ് ദം ആർ ഇൻഡയറക്ട് മീൻസ് ഫർ മോക്ഷ. Indirect means alone in Sanskrit we call it as Arat Upakarakam. Arat Upakarakam. Direct cause is Atyantika Sadhanam. Atyantika Sadhanam. Direct means. Shravanam Mananam is the direct means for knowledge. Karma Yoga Upasana both come under ആരാത് ഉപകാരകം ആർ ഇൻഡയറക്ട് സാധനം. നൗ അഷ്ടാവക്ര ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് എ ജ്ഞാനി ഹൂ ഹാസ് ഓൾറെഡി റിക്കഗ്നൈസ്ഡ് ദറ്റ് മോക്ഷ ഈസ് നട്ട് എ സാധ്യം ടു അക്കോംപ്ലിഷ്. മോക്ഷ ഈസ് സിദ്ധം ഓൾറെഡി മൈ റിയൽ നേച്ചർ. സോ ഇൻ ദ ബിഗിനിങ് വി ടോക്ക് അബൌട്ട് ആസ് എ സാധ്യം മോക്ഷ ടു ബി അക്കോംപ്ലിഷ്ഡ്. ആഫ്റ്റർ സ്റ്റഡിങ് 6-5 ഉപനിഷത്ത് slowly Upanishad says it is not a sadhyam also, it is siddha vastu, you are that. Now you can understand what is sadhana, sadhya and siddha. All start with the S, 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 triple S. Triple S part sadhana, S number one, sadhyam. Sadhana means a means. Sadhyam is a destination, an end. Yes, second yes. Siddham means already accomplished. Siddham, third yes. Okay, sadhana, sadhya, siddhan. What Ashtavakra says, Since this Jnani recognized I am Brahman, Siddha Vastu I am, sadhanas are irrelevant. You should not say sadhanas are irrelevant when you are a sadhaka. After getting Jnanam, you can say sadhanas are not required. Over, the purpose is served. Therefore, he says, Shuddha Spurana Rupasya. A Jnani who is of the nature of pure consciousness. Jnani remain as pure consciousness. Shuddha Spurana means what? Pure consciousness. Unalloyed consciousness. Without Nama Rupa. Drishya Bhava Mapashyataha. The world, what we are seeing, has got two parts. Ashtavakra, talking about Jnani, who is of the nature of pure consciousness, recognized, Drishya Bhavam Apashyataha. What are the two parts of the world? One is Drishyatvam, experienceability. Drishyatvam means experienceability. Number two is reality. Number two is reality. For all people, these two are available. I am experiencing the world. That is called experienceability. Number two, world is in front of me. It is real. But after knowledge, Atmajnanam, among these two parts, one will disappear, one will be taken away by self-knowledge, that is Satyatvam. Drishyatvam continues. Between these two parts, don't take really part, just I am telling. Drishyatvam, experienceability, and Satyatvam. Once you recognize I am Atma Swarupam, the world loses its Satyatvam. Satyatvam part is taken away, removed. Drishyatvam continues. After knowledge also, the world experience continues. Jnani sees the world very much as before. Before self-knowledge also, he was seeing the world. After self-knowledge also, Shishya, Shishya only, Guru, Guru only, house is house only. As it is, he says. But then what is the difference after knowledge? The reality she was giving before knowledge, that reality is taken out. That reality is taken out. Satyatvam is taken out. That is the meaning. Drishya Bhavam Apashyataha. Drishya Bhavam, the experience world, apashyataha means not seeing the reality. Then wise person is one who is not seeing the reality in the world, which is experientially available. Experientially available. Don't think once you get Jnanam, you won't see the world. Okay. He sees the world, but he don't see the reality. Before coming to the class, we were all seeing the part. After coming to the class only, we are not seeing. We are seeing the part. Drishyatvam, Satyatvam, two are there in the part. Previously, when we are not exposed to this part knowledge, what is our knowledge understanding? Part Satyatvam was there, part Drishyatvam was there. After coming to the class, every class the part is sitting along with the Swamini. Mrittika yatyeva satyam namarupam mithya vacharambhanam. By listening to this statement again and again, what we have taken out? Satyatvam ghata satyaha, we have taken out. What is satyam? Mriddeva satyam. Pot is not real. So pot drishyatvam astiva nastiva asti. Parantu pot satyatva buddhi nasti. part anubhava asti, part experience is there, but there is no part really. This is called drishya bhavam apachyatah. Part we are seeing, Swamini, what about body? What about your son, daughter, husband, wife? In the vartha sonna odane bhayam, na? There everything is drishyam. Yat drishyam tat mithya drishyatvat ghatavat. Whatever is drishyam as an object is mithya, unreal. Just as your pot. Pot is mithya or satyam? Pot is satyam. If you say I take clay, you take pot. If you say pot is satyam, I say what? I'll take the clay, you take the pot. Can you take the pot? Irundhalane, no pot at all. So clay alone is appearing in the pot form. Like that. There is no person really speaking put together. Ellame put together. What put together? Bones, flesh, blood, everything is put together. Don't run away from the fact. Okay. Face the fact. FF. Facebook ella vechirukom illayo. A Facebook ku enna pannanum? Face the fact is called Facebook. Okay. What is facing the fact? This body mind is nothing but a put together assemblage. Don't forget that. It is an assemblage. That is the meaning. Drishyam bhavam means objective world. Bhavam padartha apashyataha, not seeing the as real. For such a person, kva vidhihi, what rules, regulations he has to follow? ராகுகண்டம் யமகண்டம் யுட்டிக காலம் என்ன இருக்கு இல்லையா நட்சத்திரம் திதி இது இன்னும் ஃபாலோ எனி விதி கொச்ச வைராகியம் நோ நீட் டு ஃபாலோ எனி டிஸ்பேஷன் ஆல்சோ ஹி நீட் நாட் ரெனௌன்ஸ் எனி திங் பிகாஸ் ஹி ஹாஸ் ஆல்ரெடி ரெனௌன்ஸ்ட் தேர் ஃபோர் ஹி ஆர் ஷி ஹாஸ் காட் நாலேஜ் தேர் ஃபோர் வாட் இஸ் தேர் டு டிராப் வாட் இஸ் தேர் டு டிராப் டு ஹாவ் வைராகியம் Therefore, kva syagaha, nothing is there to drop for him. Clear? Previously, when he was an ajnani, there are so many things to drop. There are so many things to drop. Don't eat this, don't do that, this and all. Now he is not or she is not seeing anything real. Only atma, advaita atma alone is there. No second thing to drop. What to drop now? I drop the clip. Clip is illiye. What to drop? I drop the pot. There is no pot to drop. I drop the body. There is no body at all. It is assemblage. Therefore, whole world is nothing but only assemblage. You see any part, anything in the world. There is no door, only wood and glass piece. Like this, you go on and analyze. The nama rupa will disappear. What is there to do? Tyaga. And the purli illi anijama. So tyaga ha kva nakvashamaha apiva. Where is the mind control? Controlling the mind from what? Mind control, shamaha means mind control. Care of tattva bodha. Shamatkaha mano nigrahaha. Controlling the mind from what? There is no second thing. I have to take away my mind from that. Really, there is no second thing. Atma eva sarvam. Sarvatra atma darshinaha. There is a second thing to come, to bring out my mind from that object. Nothing is there. Therefore, shamaha is also not required. No sadhana is required. No nididhyasanam also. The contemplation, mananam and sravanam all are only at sadhana level. After getting knowledge also you can study. It's a bonus. After getting knowledge, I should not touch the book. I need not go to class. Appadi onnum kedaiyadhu. Edho onnu pannaname. What to do? I need not eat. we are eating or not. After jnanam also, jnani eats as usual. Similarly, you can listen more and more also, shastra. It is an extra hobby. It becomes a hobby. We need not feel bad to attend the class. என்ன 25 வருஷமா போயிட்டு இருக்கேன், 10, 15 வருஷமா 20 வருஷமா இன்னும் படிச்சுட்டு இருக்கியா என்ன என்ன பண்றது? வாட் டு டூ? டைம் பாஸ் என்ன? இப்போ இது டைம் பாஸ் இன்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் சிட்டிங் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் சீரியல் லெட் மீ ரீட் லிசன் டு சாஸ்திரா நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக அப் டு ஹியர் வி சா இன் தி லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் 72 புரதோ நந்தரூபேண ப்ரக்ருதிம் சன பஷ்யதஹ வபந்த க்வச வா மோக்ஷஹ வஹர்ஷ க்வ விஷாதித அனந்தரூபேண ஸ்புரதஹ. Once you listen Ananta Taittiriya Upanishad, you have to remember Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Infinite Ananta Rupena. I am of the form of infinite Purataha Consciousness. Literal meaning, anyone can write what Purataha means, shining. You know, I am like a gold shining. Okay? Here Puratahana consciousness, awareness, Sakshi Chaitanyam. Purataha Ananda Rupena, I am shining, I am evident, I am Sakshi Chaitanyam as what? Infinite principle. Prakritim Chana Pashyataha, I don't see this body which is made out of Prakriti as real. I don't see this body which is made out of prakriti, maya. It is not real. I use it, but I don't see it as real. Then what will happen if I don't see the reality? Its problems, vyadhi, jara, marana happening to this body will not disturb me. Will not disturb me. From top to bottom, head to toe, umpteen problems, complaints. Mutti vali, mudugu vali, pallu vali, kannu vali, thala vali, enga vali illana. Edho oru problem irukum. I look that body, prakriti as its nature. You cannot avoid old age, you cannot avoid disease, you cannot avoid it. You cannot get perfect health. So, prakriti, shariram, its svabhava, vyadhi, jara, marana, its nature. Acceptance of that prakriti as it is. As it is, and don't see here somewhere. I am showing, you know, hands like this. This body alone is called prakriti. This body is prakriti. Apashyataha means not seeing it as real. Not seeing it as real. What is the sign that you are seeing body real or unreal? If you see the body as real, from your notion, in your notion, body is real, suppose, dukkha follows. Dukkha follows. If you don't see the reality, you don't give reality to the body, dukkha, the ratio, dukkha, becomes feebler and feebler and feebler. The more I give satyatvam to the body, the more dukkha. The more I take out the satyatvam from the body, ahankara and mamakara, dukkha is also very, 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 very less. Not very less, no dukkha at all. That's why Narada asked Sanat Kumar, Tarati Shokam Atmavit. The knower of Atma, Shokam Tarati, cross over Samsara, Shoka, Dukkha. Knowing Atma means what? Disowning the body. You need not drop the body. You need not break the pot to know the pot is unreal. You need not break the pot to know the pot is unreal. Keeping the pot in your hand, you can say happily, pot is unreal. You are unreal, you use pour water, pour milk and drink also. Use it. Make use of it. But I don't give reality. Similarly, body also, you need not destroy the body. You need not drop the body. Be in the body, use your body and say, you are not real. Kosu is, biting. The pain is there. Okay. The kosu wants blood, paavam, adhik hunger, no? Evening, lunch, dinner, no? It needs dinner. Mosquito needs dinner and it is searching for blood. Puja Swami says, you are doing donation, blood donation. The pregnant mosquito only comes and sucks the blood. That too, you get more punya because pregnant mosquito comes to suck your blood. You are the blood donor. Blood donor. Okay. Prakritim cha na paschyataha. For such a person, kwa bandaha, kwa mokshaha. Where is the question of bondage and moksha? He was thinking, I am bound, I want to get moksha, release from bondage. After understanding I am muktaha, ever nitya muktaha aham, that bandha notion is wrong. I want to get moksha, is notion is also wrong. After getting knowledge, what he is understanding? Bandha notion is also wrong. I want to come out of bondage, bandha, I want to get mukti, that notion is also wrong. Then what is his understanding now? I am ever muktaha. I was muktaha, I am muktaha, I ever will be muktaha. No bondage at all. I need not get moksha. I need not get moksha. If I get it, it will go away. That is all. Kva mokshaha, kva harshaha, kva vishadata. Once I disown my body, mind, complex, buddhi, manas, emotions are all are bhranti only. Where is the question of elation and depression? Harshaha means anandaha. Dukkheshvanudvignamanaha, sukheshuvigataspruhaha. Harsha means elation. Vri anandam. Ananda kalip. Face paathale vri anandam. After 1 hour, you see the face will change again. Vishadhitana. These are all born out of some situations. I am not depending upon any external situation for my ananda or for my, sorrow also I am not getting from any external object. Both are not there for me. No one can disturb me. Vishada means the sorrow caused, incidents, people, situations cannot disturb me. Even mosquitoes come, okay, chalta hai yana. Otherwise, how can you sit here? And you are fanning and you are sitting and listening to Ashtavakra Gita. What to do? You cannot avoid mosquito free. If you go to mosquito free place, another thing will come there. You cannot avoid adhi bhautika dukkham, adhyatmika dukkham, adhi daivika dukkham. They are bound to be there. They cannot disturb me. Like that. Kva bandhaha, kva mokshaha, kva harshaha, kva vishadita. There is no sukha or dukha. There is no dukha means fine swamini. There is no sukha also if you say, it's a disturbing thing. Sukha venum illayo. That sukha, it is not born of any relation or any object. For ajnani people, rasgulla if I eat, there is a harsha. There is a bitter thing, suppose you eat, there is a vishadita. There is born Harsha, born Vishadita. It has got a genanam. We are not talking about that. He looks at the body, mind which is undergoing Harsha, Vishadita. It cannot touch me. It is like a dream. Dream also, there is Harsha and Vishadita. After waking up, the ananda what you got in your dream, the dukkha what you got in your dream, you go on thinking after waking up? No. It is not there. Similarly, Atma Jnanam, once you attain, the sukha, dukkha, harsha, vishada happening in the body, mind, complex, they are all like a dream. For Jnani ki two dreams. Ajnani ki only one dream. You want two dreams or one dream? Two dreams. If you get two dreams, means you are a Jnani and Atma. Dream is one dream. Vyavaharika Prapancha is a dream, second dream. Vedantic teacher says like this, some people are afraid of that. No, whole world is a dream, man. When you are in the waking world, reality, world is not dream. I told you, no, all the time, when you are in dream, dream is not unreal. Dream is unreal only when you wake up. Similarly, the whole world is real, not for a waking person. Not for a person who is in vyavaharika reality. World is unreal like a dream for a jnani, atma jnani. Therefore, don't mistake. Shastra is talking, world is like a swapna. Jagat is swapnam for a jnani, not for all people. Once you become a jnani, you also can say, yes, world is dream-like. Okay, until you get that conformity, you have to listen, that's all. Don't question Shastra. We have to question our own intellect. Next shloka.
Buddhi paryanta samsare maya matram vivartate nirmamo nirahankarah nishkama shobhate budhah.
Budhaha, wise people. Wise people, shobhate, they enjoy, they revel, they excel, they surpass. How are they in? Nirmamaha, nirahankaraha, nishkamaha, budhaha. Why wise person is wise person? Wise person is, why he is wise person? Because he is nirmamaha. This mamakara rahitaha. One who is free from mineness. Ennudayadi. This is mine. After grihapravesham, this is my house, Swamini. How much 60 lakhs, Swamini? That mineness. Every possession what we have, we develop that mineness, ownership. But the jnani is nirmamaha. There is no mindness, no ownership. Not only that, nirahankaraha, there is no ahankara also. I am so and so, I belong to these people, they belong to me. Aham mama iti bhavana, ahankara. All the time thinking that I am qualified in so and so, with so and so degrees. I am officer, I am retired from this and this, I have this, that ahankara all the time. Ego. Ego-centered personality. Jnani is free from ego-centered personality. No ahankara, no mamakara. Nishkamaha, desireless. Kama means desire. Nishkamaha. The more you desire relations, people, objects, the more sorrow. How to come out of sorrow? don't desire anything. The desire is not evil. Desire by itself is not evil. You can have Shubha Kama. Good desires are okay. I want to go to Ashtavakra Gita. It's also a desire. Swamini, you only said no desire. Drop desire. Therefore, next class onwards, I drop the desire to come to Ashtavakra class and tell you. Drop those desires which are causing pain, which are causing sorrow. Drop those desires. Attachment. Come to Shastra. Shubha Vasana, Shubha Kama, okay. Ashubha Kama you drop. Therefore, Nishkamaha. Then don't mistake, okay. Nishkamana, don't ask anything. Some, no, people, they want to buy sarees, dress, and I don't want. I am Nishkamahan. Hey, you have to buy sarees. You need a dress. You have to wear. You need some basic things, you know, to maintain your body. You should not say, I am desireless, therefore I don't want. And you alukkella potti ukkarukkiriyana. You should not wear a dirty dress and all. You have to wear neat dress, no? Nishkamaha means what you have to desire, what you should not desire also, understand. Legitimate, moderate desires are okay, permitted. So, over extend up and kudadu. Chela pera padala, paikyam madhru. எனக்கு ஒண்ணுமே இல்ல சுவாமி, ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் எனி திங். யூ வாண்ட் ஃபுட், யூ வாண்ட் ஷெல்டர், யூ வாண்ட் கிளோத், டோன்ட் டேக் நோ டூ மச். நிஷ்காமஹ சோபதே. ஹவு இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள் ஃபார் ஹிம்? பிகாஸ் ஹீ இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சம்சார. சம்சாரம் இன் பகவத்கீதா பாஷ்யம் நிஸ்பாரம். எத்தன் சுலெஸ் No, that samsara, as long as buddhi paryantam samsare, maya matram vivartate. This jnani is out of maya. Why? Because his buddhi is enlightened buddhi now. This it is enlightened buddhi, intellect, therefore lightened buddhi, intellect. Because of that enlightenment, jnanam, that buddhi is what type of buddhi now? Enlightened buddhi, there is no samsara. Buddhi is mithya, he recognized. As long as intellect is giving, having abhimana, deha abhimana, putra abhimana, guruha abhimana, property abhimana, all abhimanas are there in that buddhi, ignorant buddhi in artham. There is ajnanam. That buddhi is there, suppose, samsara will continue. Buddhi paryantam samsare. Unenlightened buddhi irukkara varakku samsaram irukkum. What is this samsaram? Maya matram idam. It is only false, mithya. Vartate. Nivartate enna nanna irukkum. It prevails. That's why Vivartate means we can remember here three types of vada. In maya matram idam vat, jagat comes under what vada? There are three vadas, arguments, arambha vada, parinama vada and vivarta vada. Very technical, very important also. Arambha vada means beginning. This is beginning. Starting, for example, this fiber is there, thread. This fiber, thread, becomes what? A cloth. Cloth it becomes. This is called Arambhavada. Previously cloth was not there. Now cloth has Arambham, in nalli silks. Okay. Your shop, so it has got an Arambham, beginning. It has got a Arambham beginning. It is called Arambha Vada. Another Vada is called Parinama Vada. Milk becoming a curd. Parinama. Milk turns as a curd. Parinama. Modification. It is called Parinama Vada. Third Vada is Vivarta Vada. One thing is appearing as other. It is called Vivarta Vada. example, Rajju Sarpa. Rope is appearing as snake. Rope is appearing as snake. It is not Parinama. Rope has not changed as snake. Rope has no beginning to appear as snake. It is not a beginning, it is not a Parinama, but it is as Vivarta. Vivarta Vada means one thing appearing as another. Only appearance. The entire universe, Maya Matram Idam Jagat means Vivarta Vadam. God became the world, world is nothing but God. When you say God has not really transformed as Jagat, it's not Parinama, it is not Arambha, it is Vivartavada. God appearing, Brahman appearing as the world. Maya Matram Vivartate means what? It is Vivartavada, it is not real. Snake appearing upon the rope is real or unreal? Unreal. Similarly, on Brahma Chaitanyam, the entire Nama Rupa Prapancha is appearing. Entire Nama Rupa Prapancha is appearing upon Brahman. Therefore, Brahman comes under what karanam? Vivarta karanam. In example, Rajju is Vivarta Upadana karanam. Without undergoing a change, really, it appears as a snake. Therefore, we can call the rope as a Vivarta Upadana Karanam. A material cause which is not undergoing a change really and appears as something else. A material cause, rope is a material cause which is appearing as something else, not really, falsely. That is called Vivarta Upadana Karanam. A material cause which is without undergoing a change which is appearing as something else. A rope is a material cause without undergoing a real modification, it appears as a snake. So that Vivarta Upadana Karana Rajjuhu, rope appearing as snake is false. So, rope comes under Vivarta Upadana Karanam. Similarly, Brahman is also Vivarta Upadana Karanam. Without undergoing a real change, Brahman, who is that Brahman? Naneda. Naneda and OC or RG? Rama, OC. Appa. OC, IV, Brahma Chaitanyam, am Vivarta Upadana Karanam appearing as the world which is false. It is appearing upon me. Therefore, I am, when I say, really speaking, lower I we are using. I am husband. I am father. Snake appearing on the rope. I am father. Father is appearing upon Brahman. I am wife, appearing upon Brahman. I am a daughter, appearing upon Brahman. I am a son, appearing upon Brahman. I, the consciousness, I am alone, appearing as wife, husband, daughter, guru, shishya, everything. Where are we? Where is Upanishad? You know? Upanishad is talking so high pedestal. We are in Atala Vitala Sutala Patala Talatala Rasatala Mahatala Lo Ikona. Our distance is here. Even a travel pandit pono anya and the high pedestal we have to reach. Then you can say, I have no sorrow at all. As long as you are here, in the world, reality, satyatvam, nama, rupa, brahma, bhramti, moha, raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, if you are in that, you have to pay the price. What price? Dukkha. Dukkha comes. Therefore, vivartate maya matramidam, just appearance. What is maya? Our definition. What is Maya? Yamasa Mayana. What is not there, it is Maya. Sarpa is Maya. Why? It is not there. It appears, it is not there, it is Maya. Marriage water is Maya. Silver shell also is Maya. What about Sariram? Examples are more than that. Example 1, example 2, example 3. We write. What about original? Dashtanta. Purum velangai madri, swallow a panna mudiyadanna. Adida important. Yama samaya. There is no snake at all. It appears, therefore Maya. Marriage water is not there, it is appearing, therefore it is Maya. Body is not there, it is appearing upon Brahman, therefore it is Maya. எப்படி சுவாமி இந்த பாடி மாயான்னு எப்படி சொல்ல முடியும்? 80 kgs 70 kgs இருக்க எப்படி? அப்படிதான். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா 74. அக்ஷயம் கத சந்தாபம் ஆத்மானம் பஷ்யதோ முனேஹே விஷ்வம் க்வதேஹோஹம் மமேதி வா. ஆஃப்டர் ஞானம் ஜகத் திருஷ்யத்வம் கண்டினியூஸ், சத்யத்வம் இஸ் டிஸ்கண்டினியூட். One continues, one is discontinued. Pāvam. Who is discontinued from the class? In the jagat, in the two students are there. In the jagat, in the class, the two students are there. One is drishyatvam, another one is satyatvam. Drishyatvam continues, satyatvam discontinues. Chumma chalvaya, okay? Class is don't take really. Look at the sloka. Akshayam gatasam tapam atmanam pashyataha munehe. Atmanam pashyataha munehe. Muni means mananat munihi. The one who dwells upon atmaswarupam satchintanam satkathanam. All the time in atmaswarupam munehe. பஷ்யதா ஆத்மானம் பஷ்யதா, ரிகக்னைசிங் ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், டிஸ்கவரிங் ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். ஆத்மானம் பஷ்யதா மீன்ஸ் டோன்ட் டேக் லிட்டரலி லுக்கிங் அட் ஆத்மா, சீயிங் ஆத்மான, அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் தட் ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மா அலோன். ஆத்மானம் பஷ்யதா, தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் இஸ் த ஃபலம்? கத சந்தாபம். சந்தாபம், துக்கம் ஹாஸ் கான் ஃப்ரம் ஹிம். கதம் கதம் சந்தாபம், கதம் கத சந்தாப. ஹி இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சந்தாப, ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சாரோ, ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் அன்ஹாப்பினஸ். தென் வாட்? அக்ஷயம், இம்பெரிஷபிள், க்ஷயரஹிதம், எண்ட்லெஸ், லிமிட்லெஸ், அக்ஷயம். அக்ஷய திருத்தியா தெரியும் இல்லையோ? அது சொன்னா நல்ல புரிய சுவாமி. அக்ஷயம் என்ன? இட் வில் நெவர் எண்ட், இட் வில் நெவர் பெரிஷ். தட் அக்ஷயம் கத சந்தாபம் ஆத்மானம். ஆத்மா இஸ் தட் ஃப்ரம் இன் ஹுச் தெர் இஸ் நோ சாரோ, ஆர் ஃப்ரம் ஹுச் சாரோ ஹாஸ் கான், ஹுச் இஸ் அக்ஷயம். ஆல் ஆர் தித்தியா விபக்தி. அக்ஷயம் கத சந்தாபம் ஆத்மானம் பஷ்யதா முனேஹே. ஃபார் சச் எ பர்சன், க்வ வித்யா? வாட் நாலேஜ் ஹி ஹேஸ் டு கெட் ஃபர்தர்? ஏக விஜ்ஞானேன சர்வ விஜ்ஞானம். பை நோயிங் விச் யூ நோ எவ்ரி திங், தெர் இஸ் நத்திங் ஃபர்தர் டு ஸ்டடி. நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் நோயிங் எனி திங். பீப்புள் ஆஸ்க் யூ ஸ்டடி திஸ் தட் அண்ட் அதர், வாட் இஸ் தேர் டு ஸ்டடி? நாட் ஹேவிங் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் எனி அதர் ஸ்டடி. That is why when we try to learn also we can't learn. Then interest is coming. Enna swami appadi enna artham? We are becoming useless. because it is aparavidya. Why I have to struggle for that? I don't want to spend time unnecessarily in aparavidya. Vavidya, pachava, vishvam. Where is the question of vishva also? Vishvam, darpana, drishyamana, nagari. It is like a nagaram in the mirror. A city appearing in the mirror. Is it real or unreal? Unreal. For a jnani also, this vishvam is unreal. Unreal in the experientially real. Factually unreal. But dehaha aham mama itiva. Where is the body? The body identification. Body is there. But aham mama is not there. I-ness and mine-ness are not there. That body is beautiful, wonderful. Therefore, Swami says, there is a novelty, there is a beauty, there is no stability. So enjoy that novelty and beauty, but understand it has no stability also. But never develop ahankara, mamakara upon this. If I have ahankara, mamakara, what will happen? What will happen? Mahati vinashtihi. Keno Upanishad language, mahati vinashtihi. Epome palpitation, blood pressure, depression, oppression, suppression, anger, unhappiness, inadequacy, dissatisfaction, onnu baaki irukku, insecurity. Appa ungalku ella lekk kanakku nanna theriyum. Okay, so all of them continue. I don't want all of them. Therefore what? Ashtavakra Gita. Daily parayanam pannalam. You can read every day. Next shloka, 75.
Nirodhadini karmani jahati jadadhiryadi manorathan pralapanscha kartrumapnotyatakshanat. Nirodhadini karmani jahati jadadhihi edi. Yedi, if jadadhihi means a person who has got half knowledge, partial knowledge, without total knowledge and artham. Dhihi enna buddhi. Jadadhihi means a buddhi in which there is no total knowledge. Is called jadadhihi. Suppose he gives up, jahati, if he gives up, without total knowledge, if he gives up, nirodhadini karmani, the disciplines to be followed, samadama, uparamati, diksha, shraddha, samadhanam, without full knowledge, once if I give up this mind control, sense control, what will happen? There is lot of disadvantages, danger. What will happen? Manorathan pralapamsa kartum apnoti atakshanat. Immediately, the moment you drop all your sadhanas without claiming I am Brahman, until that you have to follow sadhanas, all disciplines. Without getting full knowledge, suppose if you drop all these disciplines, again all your desires come out, come to surface. Second line he says, manorathan means all the desires which are all there lurking in the mind, manorathan. Then pralapanscha, all the fancies, daydreaming, speculation, imagination, lot of fancies, imagining so many things, pleasures, I want this, that and all, imagining, kartum apnoti, he starts doing that, enjoying them. Without knowledge, he drops disciplines, so what will happen? His mind will be dragged to all pleasures and his body, his sense organs start doing, enjoying all what? unethical, with half knowledge. Tatshanat, immediately, without any gap, without any much time duration, immediately he will slip off. Therefore, one should not drop all disciplines at all. The discipline should not be dropped. So, we can ask a question, will Jivan Mukta drop disciplines? Should Jivan Mukta drop disciplines? He should not drop disciplines, he will not drop disciplines, he cannot drop disciplines. And Priyadana, I am a Jnani, therefore I need not follow any disciplines. If you are a Jnani, disciplines will become spontaneous for you. It becomes one with your nature. Deliberately you need not follow, they become one with your nature. Therefore there is no question of dropping any discipline. Next shloka. Nirodhadini karmani jahati jadadhihi yadi. That is the problem. Therefore always be careful, don't be complacent. Enakenna, anything if I see, nothing can disturb me. Anything I eat, nothing can disturb me. After some time you will become addicted to all of them. Therefore, always be alert. Alert living is called Nididhyasana. Don't be complacent. Then, Mandashrutvapi tadvastu. Najahati mudhatam. Nirvikalpo bahir yatnat antar vishaya lalasah. Until the flight takes off, it has to go on the ground only. It should not, without getting the grip, you know, before going to take off, what the flight does, you know, it goes very fast. After going very fast for some time, where it goes? On the ground only. Once the pilot is very confident, now it can be take off. You know. At that time only, he takes the wheels inside, no touch with the earth. Without having that confirmation, if you take off in the middle itself, you dissociate with the ground, problem. Similarly, a sadhaka also always associate with sadhanas. Sadhanas, until you get that sthiti, what I am siddhaha, I am muktaha, then take off. Take off. Like that, here it says, Mandaha tadvastu srutvapi. Mandaha means a dull student. Not you, somebody. Mandaha means, in spite of listening to Shastra, tadvastu means what? Brahma vastu srutva api. Having heard about that Brahman, satyam jnanam anantam Brahma, Najahati vimudhata, not dropping the notion, delusion. Not dropping the delusion in spite of studying Shastra. Instead of dropping the delusion, instead of understanding properly, this person does what? I have to get Atma Anubhava, I want to get Atma Anubhava, sitting. In spite of listening, owning up that I am Brahman, not getting clear understanding, is thinking what? I want to get Atma Anubhava. He sits in Samadhi. That's what he says, Nirvikalpaha Bahihi Yatnat. He is trying to putting effort to stop the sense mind sitting in Samadhi. Bahihi Yatnat, externally controlling. Externally not talking with anybody. Externally, I don't touch this, I don't do this, I don't go there, I didn't. All just externally showing. all disciplines. But internally, what?
Vishaya lalasaha. Antaha vishaya lalasaha.
Internally enjoying all pleasures. Externally to see other people, you say, appa, how much control he is doing, how disciplined he is. In samadhi, they sit and they stop all desires. Once you come out of samadhi, all will come to surface. And enjoying internally. That is why not that sadhana is required. You have to study thoroughly shastra. People think like that. Not understanding shastra properly, I want to get some anubhava, atma experience. Go and sit in the class itself. Don't do samadhi abhyasa and closing your eyes and controlling mind and all these things won't work. Without understanding properly, just doing, avoiding the people, avoiding the relations, avoiding talking, all this won't work. Derailment will come afterwards. Better to be in society, in the family, be moderately, have transaction and study shastra thoroughly for a length of time. You need not do anything to get atma anubhava. Next shloka.
Jnanat galita karmayah. Loka drishyapi karma krit. Napnotyavasaram kartum. Vaktumeva na kinchana.
A person just externally drop actions without knowledge, but internally enjoy. That is the previous shloka. Whereas Jnani, 77th shloka, he says, Jnani is one, even though he is or she is moving with the people and interacting, if there is jnanam inside, nothing will disturb that person. That's what he says. Jnanat galita karma yaha. Because of knowledge. Galita karma, na, from whom all karmas have gone. Kartrutvam has gone. But loka drishya karma krit. People are looking at him. Oh, he is doing this. He is having ashram, he is having a lot of people, disciples, he is doing this, that and all. People think Jnani is doing. But really for him or her, what is their understanding? Naiva kinchit karomiti karmanya karmaya paschet. Therefore, avasaram kintum na apnoti vaktum kinchana. To do, nothing is required for him to do or to talk. Talking, but not for his sake or her sake. Doing, not for his sake or her sake. Loka sangraha me vapi. Either talking or doing for loka sangraha, not for their sake. But people think what? He is doing, he is talking. But Jnani is not having that kartrutva abhimana. I am the doer, I am the talker, I am the speaker. No, that such abhimana. That abhimana has dropped. Dropped in the gone. That's why he says, na apnoti avasaram. There is no necessity at all of doing anything or talking also. Then why talking? Out of compassion on the people, society. For the well-being of the society, they talk, they do. Not for their sake.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.